So were you on the Pennsylvanian for the rest of the war?
I was on the Pennsylvanian until D-Day. And when D-Day occurred, the Pennsylvanian was in Liverpool discharging cargo. And we were told, as soon as you get all the cargo out, and we had some bombs on that ship too, because I think we were, that was one of our ammunition trips. We're going to send you to Glasgow, Scotland, strip the ship of all movable items, and send you to the beachhead to be used as a block ship, as a immediate dock and a breakwater.
Were you there on the ship?
Yeah, I was a chief mate. I know this is broken up, but I was promoted from second mate to chief mate because our experienced chief mate, who should have been a master, he made a mistake and he got fired. The mistake was that we were sent around the top of Scotland through the Pentland Firth down into London. And on the way, we anchored in the Firth of Forth, which is Edinburgh, on the east coast of Scotland. And the water there was quite deep, about 60 fathoms, and we had a lot of chain out, a lot of anchor chain. And the weather was so terrible that we, it's beside the point. There was a lot of chain out, and perhaps as much as close to 100 fathoms of chain, which is 600 feet. So one day, unexpectedly, the pilot came aboard and said, we're going to proceed to London now, so heave up the anchor. So the chief mate went up with the bosun and the carpenter to heave up the anchor. And it only had been heaving the chain in for a couple of minutes, and he reported to the bridge. The chief mate reported to the bridge that the anchor was away. It wasn't. And the pilot put the engine in full ahead. The anchor hung up on something on the bottom, probably a ledge of a rock, and the anchor chain parted. Now, one link of anchor chain weighs about 40 to 50 pounds. It's so big and heavy. And the anchor chain parted by the weight of the ship against it. And it made quite a noise, and we lost perhaps a lot of anchor chain and the anchor. And when the owners, the American Hawaiian Steamship Company, heard of the loss, they applied for to be reimbursed by the United States government because they had chartered it to the government. And the government refused to pay for it. They said, well, that's your mistake. Your people made the mistake, so you pay for it.
So it was one of the merchant mariners who made the mistake?
Yeah, it was the chief mate on the Pennsylvanian who made the mistake.